PFT Media.
Millennials love Baldwin Park. Bar Louie is coming to Winter Park. This and more on The Daily City. We told you a while back that the folks behind Domu in East End Market were opening a restaurant in Mills 50 called Tori Tori. Well, the city of Orlando is giving the restaurant $50,000 through its small business facade, site improvement, and adaptive reuse program to go towards improvements including adding a front porch dining area facing Mills. Domu is a busy company. Along with keeping Domu running and opening Tori Tori, they are also working on opening a quick serve restaurant, Domu Chibi Ramen, in the Waterford Lakes Town Center. Winter Park Village is getting a new restaurant tenant inside the old Mitchell Seafood space, Bar Louie. The expected opening time frame is early 2019. Two of the top five zip codes millennials are moving to in Florida are located right here in Orlando, according to RentCafe.com. One is 32821, which includes iDrive, Millennia, and the theme park area. The other one is 32814, which is Baldwin Park. The site used data from the U.S. Census Bureau to create the list. Wallet Hub says that according to a study, Orlando ranked second on a list of 182 cities for most fun city in America. Number one was Las Vegas. An almost 100-year-old bodega called Handy Pantry is closing its doors for good this year. It's located in the Lake Eola Heights district at 522 East Amelia Street. Since the building is located within a historic district, it's protected from demolition. And finally, Robin Joe Nunzaida put out a survey asking folks what the two developers should do with the downtown building they just purchased on Church Street for $3.97 million. This is great! Developers asking the public what they want in their city. Robin Joe are the folks who bought a beautiful historic building at the corner of Church and Orange and put a Walgreens inside. The building they want your feedback on is on Church Street and was most recently Ferg's Depot. The tenant options on this survey found at MakeOrlandoGreat.com include extremely ambitious brands like Apple, Amazon, Cheesecake Factory, Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, and more. There is one non-branded option on the survey called a Chelsea Market Concept. Well, you know which one the Daily City would vote for. Thank you for listening to The Daily City. We would also like to thank the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who came out to the inaugural Orlando Flea. We put together this indoor makers market with 38 vendors, a dessert court, drinks, and music on September 16th in downtown Orlando. This event is all about bringing attention to local companies and communicating to locals that this city we live in is creative. Local shoppers got introduced to brands they've never heard of, as well as meet the owners of the products they already know and love. Vendors sold out of t-shirts and jewelry. The food vendors sold out of gelato and cookies, and attendees gave us some very helpful feedback on what the Daily City can do to make the next Orlando Flea even better. Based on that feedback, we will be taking over multiple venues, expanding the space for guests to walk and view merchandise and hang out, as well as provide more space to house more vendors. The Daily City would like to thank our fans and newly made friends for making Orlando Flea the huge success that it was. Please follow Orlando Flea on Instagram at Orlando Flea. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.